Secretary's understood to be meeting with lawyers to exonerate the 700 branch managers as soon as possible. Climate scientists say temperature records are tumbling like dominoes after confirming 2023 was the hottest year ever. Average temperatures reached 14.98 degrees Celsius, beating the previous highs of 2016. Met Office experts warn this year could be even hotter. Our science and technology editor Tom Clark explains why.
Now, there's a reason for that, and that's a big, powerful El Nino that's developing in the Pacific. That puts warmth that's stored in the oceans into the atmosphere, gives global temperatures a boost. But the trend is continuing and there are other factors too. We saw very warm temperatures in the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean.
MPs are to debate the safety of Rwanda bill next week, legislation which Rishi Sunak hopes will prevent further legal challenges to the migration policy. Some Tories are expected to put down amendments to toughen it up, but the Prime Minister suggested any changes must keep to international law. Labour's Lucy Powell's given her reaction.
Isn't this just another example of this government making it up as it goes along? With no real plan, scrabbling around, trying to make something of this failed, unworkable plan.
Meanwhile, the Shadow Education Secretary says parents should not take children out of school for cheaper holidays. Bridget Phillipson says Labour would keep using fines to address absences. A woman's admitted killing a care worker at a supported living facility in Stirling. Kellyanne McNaughton, who's 33, repeatedly stabbed Michelle Rutherford in March last year. And B&M says it's seen revenues jump over Christmas. The retailers posted an increase of 5% in the 14 weeks to the end of December. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Ruth. Well, at least I've given Michelle a good laugh. As she was leaving the studio, I dropped all my papers, including the weather forecast, on the floor. However, we now have the weather forecast, and at least it's sunny. But for all that, pretty darn cold at just 4 degrees tops, and expect that level to dip below freezing overnight. Another fine sunny day is on the cards for tomorrow, and it may even be marginally less cold at 5 degrees, but more cloud cover is likely on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, with that temperature sticking to around 6 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like where we didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun,
long and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Kid Rock, Kid Rock there. Oh, yeah. He's thinking about all summer long. I think we've got a little while to wait for that. Anyway, it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. First off, of course, I must express a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of great radio. And Michelle will be returning tomorrow morning from 10 to do it all over again. And on this show today, we're going to be reporting on the woman suing a chocolate company over the packaging of their confections even. And, of course, Bigger Tuesday, Margaret Mills will be along at about 2:30 to take us on a trip to Kelvedon Hall. But right now, let's kick things off musically with Middle Kigs.
Sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you, sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you,
you.
That's a new one from Middle Kids. That's a Drama Mine. Now, to dig or not to dig, that is not the question. But you can find out more about that and maybe even what the question is and certainly what the answer is at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay, next Monday, the 15th of January. It's a talk by Federico Filippi. It's all hosted by the Billericay Horticultural Society between 8 and 10pm. Cost of entry is £3. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments will be available. You can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk, or perhaps even easier, take a look at our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events. And then, but like Natalie in Bruglia, you'll certainly not be torn.
Life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something. Fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Sonic Gold.
Turn the wider shade.
from the mid-60s there. That's Procol Harum and A Whiter Shade of Pale. Now, surely this has to be a first. US chocolate giant Hershey is being sued by a customer claiming that its Halloween-themed peanut butter treats didn't match the packaging. Yes, incredibly, Florida resident Cynthia Kelly argues that she only lashed out $4.49, that's £3.52, due to the cute-looking eyes and mouth shown on the packets of the peanut butter pumpkins, only to discover on opening the product that the facial features were missing. Indeed, there were no markings whatsoever. And she's claiming that the company is being materially misleading in both its packaging and videos on YouTube, and it's only not only citing the Halloween treats, but she's also going after the football-themed peanut butter product that doesn't actually feature the laces seen on the packs. Yeah. Well, in fact, she's seeking damages for anyone in Florida who bought the items, including Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, peanut butter bats, peanut butter footballs. She obviously likes peanut butter, and a Christmas assortment of peanut butter snowmen, stockings, and bells. And how much is she claiming, I hear you ask? Well, her lawsuit is seeking at least $5 million, that's £3.9 million, or to put it another way, 1.1 million bags of peanut butter pumpkins. Let's not do things by halves, eh? Anyway, just for here's a Deacon Blue.
And wrapped up as a silver. And he calls her the chocolate girl.
Dick and Blue and Chocolate Girl there, especially for that lady in Florida who's suing a chocolate company for $3 million.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. Kicking off with the A127 eastbound, the slow traffic after the M25 up to Junction 29 for the A128 halfway house. And, of course, we still have those 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16. That's in Gatestone and Gallywood. Norsey Road in Billericay is closed until May, and a closure is affecting Weald Road in Brentwood at the junction with the A1023 London Road. I think that's causing quite a few problems on the A1023 itself. Looking at public transport, can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. If you're heading London bound, note that severe delays are affecting the Bakerloo line due to an earlier track fault at Embankment, and minor delays are also affecting the Central line, Elizabeth line and the Piccadilly line. You can get more information, of course, by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk, and we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:29, you are fully up to speed. And taking a tumble and a fall now, it's Feeder.
You know that you can.
feeder there doing an 8 over 22. Just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive, and Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships will be joining Joe for the first time in 2024 on this afternoon show. At 6 is Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, and then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off once again to Synth City.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
Always knew that it would end up like this. I was broken and you couldn't be fixed. Nails digging to the palm of your fist. Waiting for tears when they didn't exist. It was okay, it was okay. Tell ourselves it was okay. It was okay. Tell ourselves it was okay. It was okay. Tell ourselves it was okay. It was okay. Baggage that you brought when you left, all the lovers that I couldn't forget, all of the years I was beating my chest, all the confessions murdered under our breath. It was okay, it was okay, tell ourselves it was okay, it was okay, tell ourselves it was okay, it was okay, tell ourselves it was okay, it was okay.
Sam Ryder with OK, who kicked off the Love Zone for this hour. And that, of course, was Taylor Swift keeping the sparks flying through the air. And this is Bananarama.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. Music Radio.
Maybe from a few years ago, but the Jackson 5, There and I Want You Back, still sounds absolutely sensational. But let's come right up to date now with Charlie XCX and Sam Smith, who are heading to the city.
Time to save myself.
my side. And I finally see myself. Let you see me now.
In the City in the Darkness, Charlie XCX and Sam Smith. Now, the latest song from Lenny Kravitz is entitled TK421. What the heck is that all about? Kravitz there, and TK421, and to take us to news time at 2, it's Aya.
And it feels kind of like we are forever young. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.